right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
What a mess. Nicolas Cage. So he was married to Erica Koike, I believe it is, for 4 days. 4 days. We heard about this. And then he asked for an annulment because he was so drunk when they got married. He's claiming fraud. Fine and well, she'll go for the divorce, but she doesn't think he deserves an annulment. Especially, you know what, as long as she gets spousal support. She'll go with the divorce as long as he pays her. She wants to be paid.
All right, so she wants a divorce, not an annulment.
Yes, exactly.
All right, so she can get paid.
Yes, she claims that also a couple of weeks after he filed for divorce or for an annulment, he asked her to start again in, quote, she says, the right way.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
good.
So
as far as she's concerned, the marriage was legit. So why don't you split up anything that he made in those 4 days they were married?
That would be fair. See, you would be a good judge.
4 days. That's what you get, honey.
Okay.
That was dumb, stupid. I can't imagine Nick Cage doesn't have a decent lawyer. You know, I mean, come on.
Is there a recording of him saying that he wants to make it the right way?
Yeah. Does it matter? Who doesn't say stupid things? You know, I mean, if they get divorced, they get divorced.
Right.
I mean, it's so dumb. It's just... celebrities shouldn't be allowed to get married, period. They just shouldn't. It's crazy. He's looked great, too.
Yeah.
And people are freaking out about this whole... I don't know if you watch Game of Thrones, but there was a sex scene. Now, one person on Twitter called it, quote, probably the least weird and most empowering consensual interaction in the whole show ever.
Wow.
One of the characters, of course, a lot of them, I think, are crossing things off their bucket list. Some of them have never had sex. Why not? You know what? We may all die tomorrow. Well, actually, episode 3, Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
So she scratched something off her bucket list that she'd never done before. And I'll tell you right now, if you haven't watched it, yes, Maisie Williams, Arya Stark, and we knew this would probably happen a few seasons ago. There's always been a little attraction, but then people disappear and you don't know what happens. But
come back.
No. And if you were wondering, yes, she is almost 23 years old. Her character is supposed to be 18 years old.
Huh.
But everybody had a big problem with her having sex. Like I say, she's been slitting throats and beheading people for years.
You would think.
But that was okay.
Earned the right.
Yeah. When she was, 10, that was okay. But now she's had sex at 18. So, I don't know what's going to happen with her. I've always had high hopes for her. And I think
she was going to rise above everybody in the end.
Oh, I do.
And be the queen and all that stuff.
Yeah. Now I'm thinking that Khaleesi, whatever we're calling her this week, I'm thinking she might go mad.
Yeah.
I'm thinking she's going to lose her mind.
She had that look.
Yeah, she did. And Mike, you may not be familiar with her. Morty, I know you are. And I don't want to say she's more of an alternative artist. Halsey. Yep. She hid thousands of dollars in Easter eggs for her friends to find on Easter Sunday.
Nice.
Yeah, I know. What a great friend to have. I really like her a lot. And happy birthday to the $6 million man, by the way, Lee Majors.
Nice.
80 years old today. That is my painfully deep take for this hour.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.